Shit, here we go. 7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Are we?
It's just me and Martin right now.
No.
Well, for a minute, I think.
So lonely. Remember Akon? Akon was popping for a minute.
Yeah, he had that Lonely song that was fucking on repeat like crazy. And then Locked Up. He threw us a... That was a curveball there, and that shit fucking worked.
And now he just, like, disappeared. I think he just produces or something like that now.
No, I think he's... the last I've read about him is he was doing a lot of, like really good stuff with Africa. Like, he provided, like... I don't know if it was water or light. I'd have to look that up. But, like, he was doing a lot of cool stuff like that. Where he's, like, helping out people that are poor and stuff. It's probably a better word for that.
Yeah. Well, you gotta help yourself before you can help others. He's got the money and all the resources to be able to do shit.
Yeah,
like
that. It's just cool. It's probably, like, he probably gets, like, more of a kick out of that than, you know, fucking making music. Or who knows, maybe he's still making music, but we just don't know.
No, I don't think so. Like I said, I think he's a producer. Where's that book at? You didn't bring it.
Oh, you gotta remind me, dude.
God damn.
Gotta remind me. You act like fucking I'm just thinking about that shit.
I still have not finished The Irishman either.
Nah, damn. Everyone that's finished it likes it. I liked it personally. Mm-hmm. Just liked the book a little bit better, but it was good.
I haven't had time to this whole week. Everything this December, everything after Thanksgiving, it just feels like everything's going so quick.
Yeah, I need to start doing Christmas shopping.
There's no time in between anything.
Yeah.
Next weekend's already the 14th, and I have to go to like a quinceañera, and then the next weekend's like...
Yeah, my mom's birthday's tomorrow. See, I got to like, shop for
there's
her.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that's right around
my birthday's this month. My, well, it's Christmas, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few things going on. Like, but whatever, I like this time of the year. It's cool.
Yeah. Weather-wise, I do.
Yeah.
Also, I'm trying to save money somehow so I can get another tattoo session in January. But
what are you going to do?
I still need to finish my side. Do my little highness.
Do you want to do my legs?
Bro, you need to finish your fucking arm.
It's this arm.
Or whatever. You finish the arm. You got like one light ass tattoo from the 1980s.
I know I want to redo it or do something.
I'd seen recently something from your cousin that did my arm. That's your cousin, right?
Yeah. Maybe?
So his work looks better and darker, so maybe who did your arm?
Him, my cousin.
Oh, then why don't you just hit him up?
I don't know. Because I don't know what I want. Like, I don't want to just get a tattoo just to get a tattoo.
Why don't you just build on to what that is?
What do you mean? You don't know what you want?
No, build on to what's already on your arm.
Yeah, I thought about that. I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. I just want to start my legs by summer so I can have something on one of my legs. Because it's easier to get a sleeve on your leg than it is on your arms for work, you know?
Oh, for work, yeah.
Because you always wear pants and
tattoos
shit.
On your legs, like, as soon as you get to your shin bone, bro, that shit.
Shit hurts, yeah.
And then you can hear hear it going into your leg.
Damn.
That's all. You need to be on, like, 3 Norcos or some shit.
Oh, fuck that.
I heard 3 Norcos, you start throwing up, so do 2 Norcos. I don't do
that shit at all. Prescription pills?
Yeah, me either.
I don't know. You're suggesting shit.
Just do it sober?
Yeah.
No drinking whatsoever? Nothing?
Yeah, every time I did it, it's sober, yeah.
Dang, you're a thug. It hurts.
Yeah, it does hurt. It hurts when, I don't know why, but it hurt the most when he would wipe it.
Oh, yeah. Because it gives it time to breathe for a second, you know what I mean? Like,
no, but I feel like it was rough with it. Like, it was some fucking whatever... It wasn't Bounty or anything. It was some fucking shitty ass cloth.
And
it was fucking rough. Like,
he didn't put the spray shit.
I don't remember. I just remember that being like, it stung. And then inside the arm, like where the sun doesn't touch, that shit fucking hurt. But
I have to either play FIFA, depending on where I'm getting it. I like to play video games or I have to be watching something.
See, that's dope though, because you're in a garage. Like, because you usually go with Oscar, right?
Yeah, well, he's going to come to the house. Yeah.
See, that's cool. You can actually stay busy instead of being at a shop.
The only thing that sucks about having your homie come over is that it gives you a chance to be like, all right, I'm done.
Oh,
you know
that
what
makes
I mean?
Sense. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
easier for you to be like, all right, never mind.
Just do it next time.
Yeah, let's just do it next time. At a shop, you're paying like for that time.
I like Oscar's work. I think I'll hit him up.
Yeah. And you don't feel like in a shop, you feel like you don't want to be a bitch and like, waste this person's time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at home, you're already home, and then you're like, fuck, it hurts, it hurts.
Yeah, I got to figure that out.
Well, he'll probably, if you hit him up, he'll probably come to your pad.
Yeah, because I know he was in LA for a while. Like, he would always be online. Like, he'll play, like, video games and shit mm-hmm. with Daniel. It's funny. So he'll always be all
back over here, so. Better hit him up. I think he does. Well, he only does 4 or 8 hours.
What do you mean?
I think. He'll, like,
session-wise. Oh, okay. So he doesn't do anything small. Like, he wants all big shit. Oh, okay.
Or maybe it's he switched now, but I think the last time I spoke to
him. He's probably booked up.
Well, because in LA, they have money. You know what I mean? So they'll pay for stuff like that.
Yeah.
When you come back towards the IE, it's not really like people aren't throwing money out there. Like, it's like, so you better get your $100 tattoos while you can. You feel me? Like,
they're over here just getting bells and shit. Whatever. Little things.
Not even that. It's just, I think it's harder to, not harder to come across money, but just harder to keep. Like, I don't know. How much money can you save?
It just really depends.
If you really want that thing or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's just budgeting, you know. But do you value things?
Not really. Like, it's been weird lately. I've been thinking, like, if I was to die, I wouldn't really trip. Like,
for real?
For some reason.
Stop thinking that way. You have kids.
Not that, but I'm... Well, for my kids, I would trip. But at the same time, it's like, you know how people are just terrified to, like...
I never think about it. Yeah, I never get scared of it or anything like that. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I think it would suck because obviously I have a family, not kids or anything, but like my parents, brothers and sisters, cousins, all. Like, I don't want them to go through that because of me. And then also, I don't, you know, like, I don't know. You just feel like, I don't feel complete, you know? Like, I don't feel like I've done all the things I wanted to do, too. So I think, like, I guess dying with that regret would suck. But who knows? Maybe when you die, like they say, like, Mike Tyson's podcast, where you have this, like feeling when you do DMT, or I think it's a toad. I don't know if it's the same thing, same family. But anyway, I guess, like, you realize none of that shit matters. Like none of it matters. So, I don't know. We'll see. But what I meant was, like, it's crazy because I was just thinking about, like when I see people buy, like new motorcycles or like I guess new gloves or new gear and all that shit for, like, a sport that they're into. I remember when I was younger and I was into all that shit, especially like BMX or whatever. I only got what my parents bought me, and it was that one thing, and I knew I wasn't going to get, like, the dopest next thing that came out. So I had to value that and then try to upgrade that. And if I, even baseball, like, I remember when I played baseball as a kid, I had these batting gloves, and, like, I would, even though my hands are getting bigger, I'm fucking using those same fucking gloves because it's like, I don't know, just growing up in a big family, but you also learn to value things and be like, take care of it. And I don't know, you've had that shit forever. I think when we're going to go play ball, when you said you needed a team member, I got my glove. I've had that glove forever. And it's like, I don't know. I've never been the type to, like, I think, how would I put this into words? Where I don't think that's what makes you better at whatever you're doing. Like, that glove, getting a fucking top of line glove is not going to make me better at catching. You know, it's just going to be a dope glove. So I think it's just like, if it works, it works.
But. Well, I would say I value things, but I don't need new things. If I have something already, I'll just wear it out till it fucking just falls apart. So, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's kind of,
like, my car is just 05 and it's not, it works still. It's not, I would love to have a new car, but at the same time, I'm not tripping because I'll just look on the road and be like, oh shit,
I think about
their
that
car and shit.
I think about that shit too, because I've been in newer cars and had older cars, and I like older cars. Like, you know, like, I just like what I like. I don't like something because it's new and cool. But it's like, if you buy, like, let's say you buy a brand new truck tomorrow, it's going to be dope. You're going to feel good in it. Cool new truck. But after a month or two, it's just going to feel like another form of transportation. It's just a vehicle. Then you're going to be like, oh fuck, now I have this crazy debt. But well, I don't know.
And plus, my car, all I really do is drive to work. It sits in the parking lot for 9 hours. Yeah. Then I drive home. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm fucking dipping around the city.
Yeah, that's true.
Then Melissa's car, then yeah, like, I have both, like, kind of both worlds.
Yeah.
In my car, I'm just like, I don't want no one to see me. Like, I'm just driving, doing what I need to do. In Melissa's car, I'm like, fuck that. I'm rolling down the windows. I'm fucking driving slow. Like, this shit's brand new. Everyone better see me with this shit.
I've been thinking of getting something 4x4 next. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get something brand new. I think I'll just get, like, you know.
The Tundras are clean. I like Tundras.
See, but it's like, I don't know if I want debt, you know? Yeah,
see, that's another thing.
Because I really like it, put that towards a house.
Yeah, it feels so stress-free when you don't have a payment. You don't have to figure out where that extra $600, $500 is coming from, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. Yeah, I gotta worry about that.
I just want like a utility vehicle, like, so, like, you know, if I want to go off-roading or if I want to get into a certain thing, like I want to get into mountain biking. It's like, you know, now I can just go up to the mountains and fucking whatever terrain or.
But if you go off-roading in a truck,
off-roading or go to the snow,
you fucking your car up at least every time you go out.
That's what it's meant for.
I know, but that's a whole nother expense.
Yeah, but I'd rather do that because I think I grew up in that. Like my dad always having that. So I think it's just one of those things where it's like, that's fun. I'm not gonna let that expense, you know, fucking stop me from it. I mean, if you buy it used and, you know, you pay it off versus like getting a fucking brand new 4x4 vehicle, I feel like, you know, that's going to be an expense in itself. It maybe evens out. So
yeah, I'd rather, you should just get a used vehicle, like you're saying.
No, that's what I'm saying.
A Ranger or something, or whatever you do.
I'll even fucking get an old SG.
I feel like you're fucking, I'd have your car that you have now. That shit's clean. You just need to wash it once in a while.
Shit. I know. The Ranger's dead.
Nah, you need to wash it. Put some love into that shit. That shit's perfect. That's a snowboarding vehicle. That's any type of vehicle.
Yeah, no, it is clean. It's cool. I don't know. I just want a toy. I've been thinking, I guess just because I'm in that industry again, I'm thinking about, like, you know.
And get a bike?
But no, I think I just want to fucking start going to the mountains and shit.
Get a mountain bike.
No, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. A mongoose or what?
Nah, fuck no. Is that what you got your son?
Yeah, that's what's in the house.
Wait.
The orange mongoose.
Oh, isn't that what Steppy got him?
Well, that's my mom got him.
Oh, I can't say it.
That's both of them, I guess. Funny. I don't know how their bank accounts are set up.
But yeah, we got a new fucking studio set up now. This shit's dope as fuck.
This
blue light's pretty sick.
Took us 5 hours.
I know. I think because we're sitting around just kicking it at first. And then we're like, let's put this light up. Steffi took like 3 hours just to climb the ladder. And then we just started like saying, fuck it, we're already in it. Let's just fucking clean everything. It does feel cleaner. Too. It feels cool. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Doesn't feel as haunted. And as fucking like a rat's going to pop out of nowhere.
Well, this wall right here is cool. You guys can't see it, but we have video capability coming soon. We need to figure that shit out.
Yeah, 2020.
I'm ready for that shit. Yeah, 2020.
Which is
coming up real quick. What are you doing for New Year's? You have plans or anything?
No, but
that's still a thing.
What?
Do you like try to plan or whatever? It just happens. You know what I mean? Like,
usually what happens, but I always try to plan a trip to start off the year, because that's like, I don't know, the way I see it, it's like you start off your year fucking doing something dope like that, you can set up the rest of the year. And plus, my birthday is always at the end of the year, so I try to do something. But I was talking to my barber, shout out to Arts Barbershop. About going to Montreal, Canada. Are you all sad?
New Year's?
Huh? No, it's like to start off the year. Yeah. First couple weeks.
What are you doing for the new year?
The actual new year? Nah, I don't. It just, whatever comes, really.
I haven't done anything in years. And plus, I have to work the next day. Even Christmas, I have to work the next day. So it's like,
damn, dude. Stop making this shit depressing.
Not depressing. It's real life. Motherfuckers work on Christmas. People work on. That's what it felt so weird. It doesn't.
You don't get
weird,
off early at least?
When?
On Christmas.
Oh, I don't work Christmas. I work the 26th.
Oh, you're
I
saying work
Christmas
real.
Eve as well, though. Which 5:30 is not late.
Yeah, I was reading something that 2020 is going to be lit. Yeah, why? I used that word lit because that was in the meme.
I don't want to use fucking lit.
that's what the meme said because. Because I guess every holiday is going to be like on a weekend. So it's going to be pretty dope. Like, you know,
I think 4th of July is like on a Saturday.
I didn't even see that on the list. But yeah, it was like, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, fucking everything.
They should all be on the weekend except for Thanksgiving just because they do the Black Friday thing.
Yeah, I can see that. Did you get anything for Black Friday? I didn't even get my backpack, dude. I'm fucking pissed.
No, yeah,
I was fucking
cheap.
With
that? I just seen you, your same ass bullshit backpack.
I know, dude. Fuck. Yeah, that's just since 2013.
You went to look, or they weren't online? Yo, you said
no, dude. It was online. So it was originally like $100 or something like that. $130. I forget what it was. And then on Black Friday, it dropped down to $80, and I was like, all right, you know, I'm gonna fucking grab this thing. And then I was like, should I wait for Cyber Monday? And then I waited for Cyber Monday. And fucking that shit was $60, dude. And I want to go click and it sold out. Yeah.
Did it have a different color?
No, it was just that one. It's just like a model. It's a camera backpack. But they had like, that was the first version of it. And they have the new version of it. But the first version looks way better than the second or the newest one. And I think they were just selling out their overstock. And I was like, fuck.
So what happens now? That's like not going to be made anymore?
I don't think so. I'm trying to find out. I actually emailed them like, hey, if anyone cancels it or something happens, let me know. But I don't know. Yeah, that kind of sucked just for being cheap, trying to save a couple, $20 or whatever. But you know what's fucked up too is I woke up in the middle of the night that day on Cyber Monday. I should have just waited till midnight. But I woke up and I didn't even think about it. Like, I didn't even think to look at my phone and fucking, I should have. Whatever. It took that L.
Life goes on. Yeah. Why don't you get a different backpack with the same style? Like the same.
Because that one was dope as fuck.
I know, but shit. Yeah. Did they ever email you back stating that they would?
No, they probably got so many emails. I don't think
they can do shit like that, really.
I don't know.
That's like a special fucking request from one random ass person. That's nothing.
Damn, dick.
Where'd you get In-N-Out Burger shirt at?
Huh? At In-N-Out, that's where you get it, dude.
Oh, really?
In Glendale, yeah. Shit's only $12. It's a new one. It's the one that says California on it. No, it has like, I think it has like, I haven't even looked at it, really.
Oh, yeah, that shit's clean. The color's clean. Did Eric get one?
Nah, he should have.
I want to get Alberto's one.
Dude, I've had Alberto's one.
Hilarious.
No, I had him. When I was, because, you know, my aunt owns a few Albertos. And when I was a kid, she would give us free Albertos fucking shirts. And I would show up to Albertos on purpose. And sometimes they'll hook us up. You know, like me rocking the Alberto shirt.
You still get the shirts?
No, because you know how Albertos always change it?
Oh,
no. So they don't have to pay it. Yeah, it's like Rigobertos. Shout out to Rigobertos in Fullerton. Dude, these cookies are bomb, dude.
Those cookies are fire.
What was it? Fucking Cookie Plug in Riverside. Cookie
Plug.
And no, we're not sponsored. But if you want to, fuck.
Well, what were you saying about how you order them? Why would you have to say a gram?
Oh, because it's just a cookie shop that's kind of branded around weed. But they're not weed. They're not like fucking, they don't have no THC in them. But you show up and it's all like fucking branded, like if it's a fucking weed, like a weed shop. But it's just a cookie place and you ask for the cookie, it's like OG this, purple this. They even have a drink where it's purple drink. Like, it's just pretty funny.
Well, what's the drink, though? Grape or something?
It's just lemonade with coloring.
Oh, food coloring.
Yeah. But it's like, it's pretty cool how they brand it, but the cookies are actually fucking bomb as fuck.
They were bomb.
Yeah.
For real. How much are they? Is it expensive or no?
Those things are big as fuck, but it's like 3 for $10.
Oh, that's not bad.
They have like other, it just depends on the day, they have different deals. Yeah.
Oh, so you can't just go and then get a specific type?
Yeah, you could.
It's not like 31 flavor type shit.
Yeah, no, they have a bunch of, they have all their own flavors. And then you just pick what you want, but they just have deals all the time.
Who owns it? Like a younger?
I have no idea. I kind of want to find out because I'm curious. We'll probably see if we get sponsored, but it's funny, dude.
Spock? I never even heard of it.
It's starting to blow up on the internet, yeah. Well, like around here, you know? It's funny because like after 8 o'clock, they just have a little window. So it's kind of sketch. It seems like you're doing a little drug deal. Like they just give you the cookies through the window and you're like, yeah, can I get OG? Can I get a fucking a purple cut?
So is this your first time or you've been there multiple times?
No, it's my second time. First time I brought some just to my family. I just fucking, just driving by. But this was, I just thought you would try it. So I just brought that shit. Because James is fat ass, goes there all the time.
Does he?
And he told us about it. And he kept fucking promoting it on Instagram, like telling us, like, dude, you guys got to go. You got to go. And then we're like, dude, it can't be that good. But he goes there all the fucking time. So.
And that's not like, yeah. That's a drive for him.
Yeah.
A little bit. That's not just jump in the car. That's like at least 15 minutes. So a 30 minutes.
So you got like a bunch of a few of the homies fucking going there now. It's dope.
Well, speaking of him, though, it's that time of season.
Yeah, I know. I tried to put him on blast the other day on fantasy football. I was like, so when are we going to meet her? She's going to come on the podcast? She
should be coming down, right? Like in the next week
I think he said Christmas.
Two? I know. That's like literally 2 weeks away, maybe.
I don't know. We gotta find out. We're going to get Corey on the podcast when he gets back. Eric's roommate.
Oh, yeah. Where'd he go? New Zealand?
Yeah, New Zealand. Oh shit, we should probably say, yeah. So Eric fucking is at Brujojo. It's like a brewery festival. And then my brother is going to show up late. He was at work today, though.
Gotta get that money. That OT. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. How's your new job, though?
It's cool. I mean, I don't know. It's dope because like, you know, I run that whole department and, like, I have a creative freedom and everything and blah, blah, blah. I control the budget and everything, but it's just one of those things where it's like, I have to build everything from scratch, you know? So, like, there's, it's literally like a fucking clean slate, which is kind of fun, but it's also a lot of work. But I don't know. I think it's cool because it's a refresher for me to, like, you know, fucking get good at everything again and fucking, and, you know, fucking link up with new partners and just get kind of familiar with that industry again, motorsports industry. But yeah.
And you guys sponsor teams, though, right?
Yeah, everything.
And then so you get rider. Do they have a podcast or anything?
No, I talked about that, but I think we're just gonna sponsor other ones. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what's up. We'll see how long I'm there for.
You're already thinking about making moves again, or what?
Well, no, that's just one of those things where it's like it's temporary for me until I.
Well, where are you trying to get?
Like a bigger company in LA.
As in what?
Motherfucker, you gonna put all my shit out there right now?
Well, I don't know.
We'll talk about it after the podcast. I feel like I'm being fucking interviewed now. Shit.
We're having a conversation, like homies.
Yeah,
just because these mics are here don't mean shit. People want to hear that real shit. Real life. We're out here struggling, like all y'all. Trying to figure it out.
Imagine, like, all of our listeners are just little rich kids. That'd be funny as fuck.
When I was 18, I really thought I'd be a lot further than what I am now. To keep it 100.
Like what?
I don't know. I just thought I'd just be on my own. Just be doing my own shit.
For me, it's like the opposite. Like, all the shit that I've done, I thought I was going to do all this fuck, you know? I thought it was like, you have to be 40 and then you can fucking get all this responsibility and travel and all that shit. But obviously I'm not like, you know, going back to what I was just saying, I'm not where like fucking I want to be now, but I don't know, 5 years ago, like the goal that I have now fucking didn't even exist. And I couldn't even imagine that because it didn't seem like attainable. So, I don't know. It's crazy.
Now it's time for a baby.
Damn, what's with you wanting me to get fucking kids, dude? I think about that shit, though. I don't know.
So you guys stop yelling at me when I'm like, so I gotta go.
Nah, I look forward to being a dad. That'd be dope. But it's like everyone's kids. I'm like, I'm really good with everyone else's kids. Like, I never got cool with yours that much, just like, you know. Because we don't hang out as much, but like Tony's kids and everyone else's. The uncle role's fucking fun because like they can just love you and they're awesome. and then you just give them back. Yeah. Just like, all right, peace. But damn, every single day, that's a crazy responsibility.
Well, then it's another thing.
But it's like, I think I need that responsibility. I think that responsibility will fucking drive me. Like, I feel like I'm fucking running at like 40% right now. And I feel like if I have that responsibility, I'll fucking like just turn it on.
But then you have to also think about who you'd have a child with.
That's always been my biggest fear. That's always been my biggest fear.
You don't want no hoochie from the one night club thing.
Trust me, that's always been my biggest fear.
Just trying to keep it together is a fucking mission. Like,
yeah, it's like politics. It's a fucking game. It's a game of chess. Yeah,
because sometimes you think like, oh, it'll be. They'll be fine. The kids will be fine if we're separated and blah, 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 blah. But then you're like, you just realize how things get so fucked up for them. If having to go different parents and then see their parents with someone else and then blase, bluse.
And that's, I think that's my biggest thing with like, it's really hard for me to get in a serious relationship or think like, oh, you know, I can fucking settle down with this chick just because like as a kid, I guess I was spoiled with having that strong family. Like my parents were together since like, forever, and they stay together and all that stuff. And like, I'm super afraid of like being with someone where we're gonna break up. because I wouldn't want that on the kids, because I don't understand that. You understand that. I have friends that understand that. Like, I just feel like shit, you know?
Well, you have to, your parents give your parents props, because it's a bitch.
They're old school. It's old school. It's just old school
thinking. It is, but at the same time, you still have to realize that.
Oh, yeah, they went through battles. Everyone went through battles. Yeah,
they're putting in work still just to keep that shit going.
The shit that trips me out is, well, I mean, they're old now, so. But the shit that trips me out is, like, their parents. So, my mom's parents and my dad's parents both had 10 kids each. And like, that's fucking just crazy. Could you imagine having all those brothers and sisters? And then fucking, I don't know, just keeping that family, like, the mom being a mom and dad being the dad, that responsibility. That's fucking crazy.
I think I wouldn't say it was easier to live. I think it was financially easier.
Yeah.
For some reason. I just feel like money stretched a lot further back then than it does now.
But I also think there was a world where it wasn't as materialistic, and you only like needed what you actually really needed.
Everyone was just trying to survive.
There wasn't as many wants. Yeah. Now it's like there's this fucking stigma around like social media or your family, like, or your kid not getting this, and he's gonna get bullied now, or he's gonna feel some type of way because he feels like, you know, like not privileged. Like, didn't think about that back then. I think it was more so like, yeah, obviously that was a thing, but it was more so like, you know, I'm happy, I got food, I'm doing what I gotta do. Like, you think every generation gets weaker?
I feel like it does.
I do too.
Because even when we were just putting all this stuff up together, I was like, literally, I don't know how to do most of this stuff. I could figure it out, but I've never had anyone just sit down and just show me how to do certain things.
Yeah. Like,
that I feel like we should know, at least. You know what I mean?
We can obviously figure it out, but Well, luckily, my dad's one of those dudes that's like, battery in his back just doesn't stop. So I learned a lot of shit from him, but I also, it's one of those things where I didn't take advantage of all that knowledge, or I haven't taken advantage of it. Same thing with my mom. Like, she's, both of them were great cooks, and like, mm-hmm. I still can't say I know how to cook. I could throw some shit down, but I don't put the effort in. But it's like, dude, everyone tells me like, you need to fucking learn to make this and this and that. Like you're so lucky that you have parents that fucking get down like that. Like, you should get that knowledge from them. And then but yeah, so like, even looking at Steppy, going back to the generation thing, it's like, this fool, how old is he, like 60?
Something like that, almost.
And he's fucking busting his ass, jumping up there, doing all kinds of crazy shit, and we're just kind of like, I want to do it, but I don't really want to do it. Yeah, shit's funny as fuck.
Now, but going back to the cookie thing, Melissa's pops, he cooks like crazy, and I've learned a lot of things. Like, I've learned a lot of stuff from him that, not to be an asshole, then low-key my dad sort of.
Yeah.
He showed me a whole bunch of shit, but.
That's what's up. He seems like a good dude.
He is, but food-wise, like, I can make I think they call it like chili killies or some whatever.
Chili killies?
What's the one where, so I put a pan down, put the oil in, corn tortillas, and I break them up like little triangles, and I throw them in there.
Eggs?
With eggs.
Yeah, chili killies.
Yeah. I just don't put the sauce to make them that color.
Oh, yeah.
But then I throw like corn there and all that shit's
funny. My barber has a pretty funny joke about that. He just calls it breakfast nachos. And that's kind of what they are. Yeah. This is breakfast nachos. Chilaquiles. I don't know. It's crazy because, though. I mean, going back to my parents cooking, like, both of them were really good at cooking. But my mom, she gets down. Like, you know, fucking growing up, I always had a fucking meal for breakfast. I had fucking, if I took lunch, I had a meal to take fucking to either work or fucking, or like for school. And then the fridge, because they both worked, and like, you know, we're home alone a lot, there's always fucking meals in the fridge. And like, the normal person would think like, damn, that shit's bomb, like, you get that every single day. Like, I gotta give props to my mom, but I remember I would get tired of it, because it's like, for me, it's like the same shit.
Mm-hmm. Chicken, same like rice, same all that
bullshit. Well, it's just bullshit, like rice, beans, good, burritos, yeah. Fucking. But it's good fucking food. But I remember Tony would come over and we would make him eat it, because sometimes my mom would catch us throwing it away and shit.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, it's funny. But no, I need to fucking learn how to fucking cook.
No, like, recently, and now I know how to make pozole, because I was watching him make it and getting all through. I wish I knew Spanish just so that I can go to, like, Cardenas and shit.
What do you mean
order.
You wish you could learn Spanish? Dude, you could still learn it.
No. I wish. No. I'll just start bringing you with me to Cardenas.
No, you got to go to North. Oh, is it called Northgate?
No, he said that's bullshit. He said it's expensive and it's all like, it's bullshit.
Damn.
You been there?
No, but it might be bullshit now, but my parents, they grew up in Orange County. And I guess that was like a big deal in Orange County. And back then they used to love that store. So maybe it's expensive now.
He's saying it's like more whitewashed.
Yeah, so it might have got to that level where it's whitewashed now. The branding definitely looks whitewashed. Mm-hmm.
That's why he just sticks to. He doesn't even like going to Cardenas. He goes to like Maxi Foods and like.
Oh, dude, in Corona, the meat and other places. Yeah, Maxi Foods. Yeah. Those are the spots. Even though, shout out to Stater Brothers, they got some good meat.
Just a gem for you guys. Gem for you guys out there when you're ordering meat or carne asada. Just order the meat and order the juice in a separate bag. So, because the juice puts weight onto like your pounds.
Yeah.
So if you get them in separate bags, then you're actually getting the right amount of
damn, dude.
Meat. That's what he told me. I was like, oh, fuck, you're fucking smart, bro.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't think of that. You would just take whatever they give you.
It's crazy. Do you ever think like you can make food like your own flavor?
As in what, chicken? Like carne asada, like
yeah, anything. Marinate just anything. It? I'm talking about literally anything. There's salsa, there's tacos, there's steaks, there's anything. Do you think like you can fucking like be like a chef and like actually
create a new one?
Yeah, just create a different flavor to it.
Did you? Where?
Oh shit, my brother just showed up.
In front of whose house? By who? My mom?
Let's double check if that one works. See, tap on it? Or turn it on?
No one in this house. They know who you are.
Oh, just turn it on.
Yeah.
There he is. Yeah.
Not by your mother, dude. She's a nice lady, first of all.
No, dude. That's a joke.
Huh?
I was like, who the? Because everyone here knows who you are.
I pulled into the street, right? Uh-huh. So the street's dark. And there's this fucking white guy walking his fucking dog, right? And he gets out of the way all fast. Like, I'm not going to hit you, dude. I'm going slow as fuck. I'm going like 5 miles per hour. Right? So I pull up and I get out of the car. And I turn on the light because I was like, I'm in the white neighborhood. It's dark out here. I turn on the light, grab my hat, and I hear him walking. I clear him walking behind me with his dog. And he goes, hey there. Like that. I was like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? He's like, I'm doing great. And he keeps on walking and keeps looking back. And he goes, I didn't want to frighten you there. I was like, no, I'm good. Are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm great. I'm great. Have a good night. And he started walking faster. I was like, you motherfucker. You only said fucking hey there to me because he was scared of me. You son of a bitch. I know what the fuck you're doing. Fuck, dude. Fuck. I thought this was a safe zone. God damn it.
I know that bothers you because you really do see you.
Dude, that flustered. Shit pissed me off, dude. That shit pissed me off, dude. God damn. Cause I get that shit a lot. Get that shit a lot, dude. And I was like, you motherfucker. Cause you're lucky I don't go and kill you and your fucking dog.
He probably remembered your voice from that night we were screaming out the dog's names and shit.
Oh, it probably was, cause he did go all the way straight into that house that you and Steppy allegedly walked into. But
all the way up the driveway, yeah.
Yeah, dude, he was scared. That motherfucker was scared.
What kind of dog did he have?
One that looked like him. You know, some dogs look like the owners. This fucking dog looked just like him, dude. They both looked like they were about to run and shit.
They take on each other's attributes and shit.
He looked just like him, the same nose and everything. I was like, that motherfucker. Fucking people, man.
How long did you put in at work today?
Today?
Yeah. Hours.
It was short, no. Oh, not only, short, but.
Only nine, but. I had to go to a funeral, so yeah.
Only nine. That's a lot.
So technically,
how many do you usually put in?
12 to 16, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but you only work like 4 days, 3 days.
Well, it depends on.
Well, I work 5 days this week. 16-hour days.
About to get bizank right before Christmas, huh?
Shit, no.
That check can be fat.
The government's gonna get fucking money.
Yeah. Tax.
Isn't that nuts? How.
Yeah.
The richer you get, the more, or not. We're not even getting richer, but the more money we make.
Yeah,
it puts us right back in the same low key spot that we're stuck in. Where I'm speaking for myself, we're not poor, but we're not wealthy, and we're not middle class. We're like right in between poor and middle class. Like I feel like there's a little spot right there.
I think we're surviving. That's what you're trying to say. Like we're there.
We're
like,
just fucking coasting through this shit.
if a hardcore bill comes at us, we're gonna fucking drown. Yeah.
That's how it feels right now. If my car gets out, then yeah. Someone, someone's taking me to work. For
I know what you mean. That's why I have my other car there, just in case.
Yeah, that, you just explain that shit perfect. Yeah, you're right.
It's like you feel the fucking water creeping up. You're not drowning yet, but as soon as you take that deep breath, you know you're in for a good one.
It's crazy. That shit always hit, like when my car goes out, something else will happen. Like it all piles on, like one at a time. Like,
yeah,
couple bills at
and
once.
It sucks too, because like there's people like what I work with. I mean, fuck, I'm glad I'm not like that. But they work so many fucking hours and they still can't fucking, you know, not talk shit. But that shit sucks, dude. Mm-hmm. They can't even afford like, you know, lunch or whatever because they're working so many hours and they still can't afford to eat. Like, it just sucks.
Because what? Because they're in debt or because of that family or that house?
I don't know. I don't ask. But that's just different situations.
It's trippy when you start, like, with coworkers, you start to, like, kind of notice their situations. Like, it's a trip. Well, one dude that fucking
stuck around them all.
The dude with the party in the back, the guy with the mullet that was telling you guys at work. He fucking, his wife basically fucking controls that house. What's up, Steppy?
Oh, yeah. How does it look?
Yeah, it was good. The studio looks pretty cool, huh?
That's
well, you didn't have time to look at anything because he came in here fucking aggravated already.
I know, Stabby. I was racially profiled in front of your house. We'll speak about this later. Yeah.
No, they just
probably thought I was Samoan or something. Sons of bitches. Oh, they probably thought I was going to clean the house. Probably one of the guys that was mad that they didn't pay him. I don't know. His name's Jeff, I think.
He gave you his name?
No, dude. He's making it up. He's making it up, dude.
I guess he pulled up and then they're just, I don't know, forget it.
I'll explain to you later.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. You might call the neighborhood watch.
He lives all the way up that house up there.
One of my guests was offended by your actions. But yeah, it is a trip, like, you work with people so long, and not even that long, you kind of like figure out their life.
Yeah.
Well, today was like one of those big things. I had to go to a funeral for someone for my job. Mm-hmm. And seeing some people outside of work, like you really shouldn't see these people outside of work. Like, because they're fucked. Some people are weird and they shouldn't be allowed in fucking society. Like, for real. Like, it's fucked up to say, but I mean, a couple of us went to it was one of my managers, his daughter passed away. So we went to go, you know, pay our respects and all that. And we seen some other people that obviously we don't fuck with at work. Like, there's always cliques at work, you know?
Yeah.
And,
That's
everywhere, mm-hmm. Yeah. And just seen this fucking guy named Andrew, right? I don't know his last name, but this fucking guy is like 52 years old. He lives with his mom. He has a mullet. Fuck. And he has two tribute bands. One's for Kiss and the other one's for
it's
Papa
like the
Roach.
Wedding singer.
One's for Papa Roach and one's for Kiss. Two different types of bands. I don't know what he's doing with his life. Anyways, he was
doing
there.
It for the music, bro. Put a different eggs in different basket.
This fucking guy is
to get found.
This fucking guy is at a funeral, right? Oh, I tried this last time. Yeah. This fucking guy's at a funeral. Guess what he's wearing?
Kiss shirt.
No, dude. He's wearing some jeans that are ripped, like on your knees or whatever. Like, he's like 24 years old, but he's like 50. He's wearing like a flannel, and then he's wearing our work hat, and he's wearing a fucking old work shirt that shows like the area that we work at. And he's at a funeral, dude, where everyone just dressed up, right? This fucking guy
sticks like a sore thumb.
Yeah, this fucking guy goes up to our manager and like tells him something, right? And he's like, oh, I guess paying his condolences or whatever. And for some reason, he turns around and he sees us and he gives us the fucking, you know, the devil sign. Like, what up? Like, dude, you're fucking.
Let 50. It go. Fuck.
Yeah, like, you're like 50 something years old, dude. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, but hey, we're going to be there like at a certain point. So I'm still going to dress how I dress now.
Yeah.
So aren't we going to feel like that's how we're going to look to our kids younger than
yeah,
us?
Yeah, dude, but he's mentally still there. Like, he still acts like he's 21, 22.
I feel like I'll still act super young.
I think around my friends, but I think I would around my friends and family, but not
Chris.
But fuck, now that's my train of thought. But no, around like a professional thing like that, like,
you know, yeah, like we were all like, you know,
but I'm just saying,
I'm not gonna fucking show up.
And plus, like, you know how like at funerals people sit, whoever it is, like he was sitting in the front, so everyone's watching you. Mm-hmm. Like you go up there and you drop dirt in the hole or whatever you got to do, and then you say, look, you know, I'm sorry, whatever. Everyone's paying attention to that. This fool turns around and does the fucking devil thing towards us, and we're just like, what? Like I literally lost my mind. I just turned around and I walked a couple steps like, this is fucking stupid. And it was like in the movies too, like this was like a real movie funeral. Yeah. Like it was raining and it's fucking, we had umbrellas it was like some white people shit, like everyone was just like, oh, like
that Gangster Paradise song,
yeah, like singing like dubs flying and stuff like that, and this fucking guy throwing fucking devil signs and shit. I was like, god damn.
Just handing out flyers at the fucking
that just brings me back to the last time. I was like, why is this guy working with me and why am I working with him? Like, why do I know him? Like, god damn.
Do you have a work wife?
Yes, I do.
No. Do you really? Is that something that goes on over there, or is that just an office thing?
I think I had a work wife like when I first started.
You fuck?
Yeah. But it's weird though, because like you see it and it's like as soon as you walk in, like they're all like, well, you know, husband and whatever, and they're feeding each other, and like, and as soon as they go, it's like they go on their separate ways with their families. It's kind of fucked up. It's fucked up. Like we talk shit about that all the time. Like there's two people that we talk smack about all the time. It's like, damn, for 14 hours you're in love, but as soon as this fucking as soon as those fucking double doors open, you're fucking
miserable.
It's like,
dad's picking you up for work. I remember I worked when I was in temp, and there was a situation like that going on. I was working on American Air Filters in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a warehouse job, and it was a line. It was like a line, so we'd have to a dude who was like, I guess the lead of the line would start it, and then he would feed the shit through. I'd have to make the air filter boxes and put them in a box, and then she would did some other shit. But they were like in mad love. Like at lunch, they'd get in his van and just park in the back of the structure and just fucking eat and just like do whatever they were doing. And then they'd come back, and then after work, her man would be waiting outside to pick her up.
Shit.
And it was so awkward, like, I'd feel awkward. And I didn't even know, like, what
that's is just weird, because, like, when I was hooking up with this girl, well, I hooked up a couple girls at work, but this one was, like, the work wife, everyone's saying, I guess it is. And we would just, like, chill, and I'll bring my lunch, and we'll share, or whatever. But it was just weird. Like, I never thought of that. But then, now you're saying, it's like, yeah, do this. People do that shit. She shared fucking DMT with me and stuff like that. So
damn. Chicks always trying to get a free meal out here in these streets.
I know.
That's so real. That's fucking real.
Yeah, I would too if I was a chick and I was on Tinder or something. I'd be like, oh, what do I want for dinner?
Oh, there was this other situation. when I realized, I was like, damn, I do have a work wife. Fucking, I think she got a flat tire. And she called me. She called me and I was like, what'd you call your fucking boyfriend? Like, he's way closer to you than me. Like, get the fuck out of here.
She just doesn't want to deal with him. She just wanted to see you. She just wanted that fantasy world for a little while longer.
Fuck that.
Damn, that was
stupid.
Girls are mean out here. They can hide it a lot better, I think.
Dude, girls are vicious.
Yeah.
Vicious as fuck.
I think females cheat more than dudes do.
Depends on the
I think
female.
It's more
I
of
think
a,
they're capable of doing it a lot fucking a lot easier, obviously.
But also I think it's more of a emotional attachment type, like it goes deeper than just, you know what I mean,
than just cheating. I think that's like they've been with that person, they're comfortable with them and blah blah blah, but what they really want that other person has, you know, but they can't see themselves having that same relationship.
And I think they're more about it now too, like they have it out there in the open now too. They don't give a fuck.
That's
the whole
a fucking
Amber
thing.
Rose thing, like fucking horror power and all that. Yeah, girls fucking don't give a fuck. Like, for real.
You need to get fucking racially profiled more often. Huh? I said, you need to get racially profiled more often.
He came in here rejuvenated.
I'm tired as shit.
He has good ass.
Fucking delusional.
No, were you got good ass energy. That's
were you
what
here?
Saying.
You wasn't here last week, though.
Yeah, I know.
So that's probably why you took a week off. You got shit together.
Dude, I went to a
me and Martin had this like really calm podcast, and now you made it way better.
I went to a funeral, goddammit. I'm fucking happy and I'm alive. Shit. Is that wrong?
Everything tastes better.
No, for real. I got home and I was like, I just ate and I was like, do you have like a weird routine when you get home from work? Like anything, you do anything different?
Just wash out my water bottle.
Yeah, that's depressing.
Go upstairs. Well, everything's on a time thing, especially like you, during work.
Like you just go in right away, like to your house.
I unlock the door and walk in. What do you mean you chill in your car for?
I chill in my car for like 15 minutes. I've done that shit for like 11 years.
Yeah. I've never done that.
Because if I don't, I'll probably snap on someone.
Really? You have to fucking calm down like that.
Hell yeah, dude! I work with like fucking a shitload of people, different energy levels. Different problems.
No, I just walk in and then
shut up, Seppy.
Straight homework, homework time, bath time, feed time, whatever hasn't been done.
You fucking your girl's in there too.
But I get home before Melissa.
No, but I because I'm always. I mean, I'm somewhat neat. So when I get home, and you know when your shit starts to get like fucking out of control in your room, like I've been reminding myself, like you know I want to fucking. Reorganize this shit, clean everything. I've been doing that shit for like a month.
Bruh, that just happened to me this morning. I woke up, I seen things, like certain things placed. I was like, took some pre-workout and just started fucking putting shit away.
Yeah, I need to do that shit. And I just feel a lot better when you fucking,
and
you get down like that.
I started with my drawers, took all of my clothes out of my
drawers.
That's
how I feel right now in the studio.
Yeah. That's how nicer.
It feels like bigger.
Yeah, it is.
Even though you just took out one thing that made it bigger.
No, I feel like we did a lot more, though. We dusted everything.
Oh, yeah. We cleaned everything. We had
it. You sure? It fucking threw it out of the way, dude. What? That fucking...
He fucking drilled it on the wall. That stupid ass painting.
Oh, you know what? I should bring my fucking Bob Marley one that I have in my other room.
We'll fucking put it up.
Well, I brought my Bob Marley flag and look at how disrespectful it is.
Oh, no, we're going to put it on the chains. We're thinking of putting it on the chains. That'd be pretty cool.
Like how they drape the like US when they, flag and shit?
Or when they retire a fucking jersey.
I got an old jersey, a Jordan jersey. I don't wear.
Wear my Jordan jersey to Coachella. Bruh, that...
Last payment coming up in a few days.
Yeah, we need to figure out the room situation because that shit scared me. I don't want to tell Melissa yet that she might not have her own room.
Oh, man.
Eric's sister comes.
Official? No.
I don't know. He's making it sound like it's pretty
official. She just has to be there to check in.
I don't think she has
sounds
to be there.
Like some shit. It sounds like they would, fuck that. They started looking for rooms because fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Not even that. To be honest, we're a bunch of grown-ass men. I don't need to be in fucking one room. And fucking with a bunch of people sleeping, it's just gonna be drama.
I'm down to look for another room. You need to let us know now, though.
Yeah, we gotta figure that shit out. But we'll talk about that after the podcast.
We always do this.
We start talking about fucking Coachella. You always do that shit, fucking Martin.
Martin, bro. I've never been. I'm excited.
So
join my excitement.
After this, we're gonna go hunt for Jeff outside.
Oh, fucking Jeff.
Oh, can you give me some more?
My name is Jeff.
This fucking look at Martin's bar now. It's all set up.
I feel like he's gonna break a bottle.
Yeah, probably. But we're gonna see how long it lasts. Now the kegerator in here too. You see that?
Yeah. Where's Eric at?
Brew ho ho or whatever. Brew ha ha whatever.
Oh yeah, this.
I think it's ho ho because it's a Christmas thing.
This even posted. It doesn't even look fun. Like it just looks like a freaking cafeteria with a bunch of.
Oh, it's inside.
That's
whack.
Oh, because of the rain. Well, I don't know if it's always.
It literally looks like a salon, like someone's quinceañera. Fucking.
Oh, I'm going to quinceañera next week.
Are you
excited?
Are you excited or what? Gonna get ethnic
as fuck
or what? What? He's
with
a chambalán?
My brother's Nick.
Oh yeah. Oh shit.
Oh, he's a chambalán?
Yeah, he's one of the guys in it.
That's fucking funny.
I have to drop him off at church at 1:00, and then go to the thing at 5:00.
This one of his.
He's been practicing. He's been practicing the dance and all that.
Oh shit. No, it's
that's dope.
Some lady at work that me and my mom work with, it's her friend, and then her daughter needed someone, so my mom just volunteered my brother.
Oh, fuck. So your brothers even know them?
He knows, but he didn't know at first. She just volunteered him. And
that's
then
cool,
then
though. At least he's going to know what's up, you know?
Well, he likes Latina chick.
Oh, he does? Oh, okay, cool.
So might as well.
He's probably like, hell yeah, I'm Mexican now.
Yeah, that, or he's going to have something to talk about. I've been in Quintana. You know what?
Stupid. Burritos are Americanized.
What?
Steppy made his cookies. Where are cookies at, Steppy?
What was I going to ask you?
We're talking about the quinceañera.
No, but it had to do with a work-related question, but I totally forgot.
Yeah, fucking get up and
damn.
Go to the store. But it's my mom's birthday.
So what are you guys going to do?
I don't know. Probably dinner or shit like that. I don't know. She likes going to casino. That's her thing.
The buffets are expensive, though.
No, that's the best thing with buffets, dude.
But they're expensive. I don't even feel like I eat enough for.
No, you have to. You have to kind of like. Like you have to sign up for their stupid reward thing, and then you'll get it for cheap.
Yeah, I think the best one is Paula Casino.
Is there a time frame that you can only be in there for? Right.
For what?
Like 4 hours, maybe. That's it.
For what?
At a buffet.
I have no idea.
I don't even know there's time frames or that shit.
I'm thinking, well, at the buffet at the casino ones, right? Because they have breakfast and then they have lunch and then have dinner. So.
Nah, dude, you can chill in there all day, I think.
Can you?
Yeah. I mean, dude, how much can a person eat? That's the whole point.
You could eat a lot if you pace it off. You pace it for like a couple hours.
I don't think they'll kick you out at a casino. Maybe like a hometown buffet and shit. Like, hey, you're eating all the fucking chickens and mac and cheese and shit. Like, like get out of here.
I used to love hometown buffet when I was younger, but now that I realize... Like, I'll watch more, and I just see how people grab their food and, like...
Dude, buffet food is kind of nasty. There's certain...
not the casino, though. The casino's
good. But I'm saying, like
your neighborhood fucking
yeah,
buffet.
Yeah, if you go to, like, fucking NY fucking
have
Chinatown
you been to
or whatever.
Hibachi Grill?
I like Hibachi.
On Indiana?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that shit's fucking gross.
No, I thought you'd been, like, a Shogun place, like, with a cook in front of you.
It's called Hibachi.
Oh, we've been to a Hibachi Grill in the Mobile. That shit's disgusting.
Yeah, the one we went on your birthday, that was disgusting.
Oh, the
years
one
ago.
On McKinley by Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
That place.
I remember getting orange chicken and it was all mush. It was just fucking, I literally got mush. It was disgusting as fuck. It smelled like fish in there.
Yeah, but it's always packed. It's just because it's cheap, probably.
I remember there's that C's Pizza there, too. That's kind of like a buffet.
I'm only going to eat at certain places where it's certain... see certain type of people.
What?
Base my eatery off of the people I see there.
If I see Samoans at a buffet, I know it's fucking good because them motherfuckers
they can
eating.
I haven't seen a Samoan in a long time.
Well, they're not rare sightings or anything. Just go outside, fool.
No, I really haven't seen a Samoan. Like, fuck? I used to have a Samoan homie at the gym, but he hasn't been there in a while.
Go to the church on, you know what Sears is? Yeah, they got a Samoan church there.
So what's going on? Did you end up getting LA Fitness or what's going on?
Yeah, I got LA Fitness.
Well, have you gone yet?
Yep. I'm going to wake up early every day.
Yeah, right.
Going to happen.
When did you go?
This week.
What day?
When you signed up.
Do you take? Are you going to take pre-workout or anything? Or?
Yeah, I need to buy supplements. I mean, I have some, but I never really got into like really taking a ton of supplements. But do you take everything? What do you take?
Just pre-workout.
I'll tell you.
I was taking creatine, but I felt too round. Like, it's too much water weight.
Yeah.
And my agility.
Let's just all get on the juice.
I wouldn't mind. It's just that I'm super scared of breaking out on my back. And that just defeats the purpose of fucking getting swole if I can't take my shirt off.
What's that one? Anabore they talk about? Anabore?
Well, what the fuck? I want to get buff so I can take my shirt off in the summer, right? That's the only reason why I would do steroids.
It's good to have it. Your back's tatted up. You probably wouldn't even notice this shit.
Yeah, but I still feel it. Like, it's still in your head, mentally.
It's just you, bro.
I know. But even the pre-workout, that shit's fucking kind of dangerous. I have a buddy that went to the hospital because he took too much.
Because he's a fucking retard.
No, kidding. The Jack.
It happens to a lot of people.
No, but what did he...
Jack 3D? That
what
one
kind
used to
did
be
he
like
have, though?
Matt, I don't know. He just said he was having a panic attack when he was lifting. So he's like, oh, he's just like, oh, I got to smoke weed or something.
Yeah, anxiety.
He went outside and he smoked, and then he went back inside and he fainted.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I always feel like I'm going to faint.
It sounds like you got, like, an anxiety attack.
Why are you looking up, dude?
I know, dude. You're fucking you're weird right now.
No, because this is my routine. I go home.
Look, we asked you why you look it up. We're not talking about your routine.
I know, but I'm telling you my routine. So I go home. The days that I'm going to go to the gym, I take pre-workout. I take it right when I get home because it takes like 20 minutes for it to kick in because then like it makes me shit. So I want to take a poop before I go to the gym because I don't want to poop there and feel all nasty. So I poop, take a shower, get ready, and then go to the gym. But on my way to the gym driving, I'm smoking. So when I get in there, I'm just zoned.
You're high as fuck?
Hell yeah. But I have pre-workout as well in me already.
Damn, so that's like a pretty good balance.
It's a weird fucking like, my body's going, but at the same time, I'm super focused and super chill. I kind of want to see what I look like.
Probably stupid as
fuck. So I feel like I look stupid as fuck. Like my
face. I'm so focused. He's just like,
yeah, I want to see it. Because I've had my hat on, boom.
You probably wear bright ass colors too, huh? You're one of those guys.
Funky.
Yeah, I can see it.
Then I put my hat on and my phone, and I'm just like, zone the fuck out. But I want to, I feel like I look retarded, but so.
Well, you gotta do something with your hair, dude. Your forehead's too big. With this fucking green light, dude, it's making it way too big right now.
I was like, yeah, there's a glare on it. Like,
he just fucking shined the fuck out of us.
He does that. Bling, bling.
I feel like they're going to shoot a Pixar movie on your fucking forehead.
Dude, you fucking, your hair was good before. I don't know why you cut it. You look like fucking Flat Top Eddie over here.
Yeah, dude. Something's wrong with you.
See, I like this. We're closer together.
How? You just move from one corner to the middle.
I don't know. I feel like we're all like a little closer. We can like lean in and shit. Get close together.
You notice the stickers? We're stickered up now.
Oh, yeah. I just noticed it right now. Are you tired, Martin? Because you worked?
No, I felt.
Steffi did most of it.
Hell no. Just. What the fuck? I'm still here.
What?
I did something.
What are you pointing at that?
Yeah,
viewers can see. Threw the cord on.
What a dumbass! He just threw the cord. Like, that's all he did. He threw.
Nah, I came up with the idea. Not for the light, but for like cleaning out all this shit. Right now, we could. If it was up to him, we would have just did the podcast. We would have been home already, probably. No.
No, I said put up the light. That's what started it.
Is that the one with the Bluetooth?
Yeah,
it sounds like shit.
But it's a little bright. That's why we fucking.
But the speakers sound like shit.
That looks better. That looks like something like. For a pool hall or something.
Yeah, but it feels good. It's fucking cool. The whores. He said the whores are coming in a minute. Fucking. So what are you going to do for Christmas?
As in what?
Do you spend it here and then spend it over there? Like,
how's that work? I kind of want to start doing. Well, we're going to come over here for a minute, but I want to start our own thing and just open up gifts Christmas Day and then go to the movies.
You're gonna start your own fucking holiday, like tradition. Festus, tradition. Like a fucking Seinfeld, or
no,
what?
Just like go to the movies or something, do something.
Wait, when's our gift exchange? Or what, we need to plan
the 21st, right? The weekend before Christmas.
We're doing the elephant thing or whatever.
Yeah. So bring something funny and something that you still want to use or something.
Oh, then there's only 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, 2 weeks left for Christmas. I haven't started Christmas shopping.
Me
I'm out of time.
I need to. And I saw the tree and it had fucking presents under it. I was like, oh fuck, I need to start looking for shit.
Well, how many people do you buy for? Like, what do
everyone?
You
just people at the
you
house.
You guys don't do a gift exchange thing at the house?
No.
No.
I mean, only when we have like, when, like, let's say we get together with our aunt and like our cousins and shit. Like, we'll do something like that. But the kids always get gifts.
Oh, the kids, yeah. But talking about.
Well, if they're not going to be there, I get them afterwards when I know I'm going to see them. I'll just get them something.
Yeah, if you guys want to get us something, email me at info@7125media.com. That's it. Here's what I need to hear. We're out.